From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The polls have closed in Sunday's crucial parliamentary elections in Turkey, with voters deciding whether to elect lawmakers favoring a rewrite of Ankara's constitution to give President Recep Tayyip Erdogan more power. The initial results are not expected for several hours, but pre-election surveys forecast the most closely contested balloting in more than a decade. Mr. Erdogan was not on the ballot, but the voting was effectively a referendum on whether to give the ruling AK party a supermajority in the 550-seat parliament. The leaders of the world's seven leading industrialized nations met Sunday in the Bavarian Alps, with continued fighting in Ukraine and the Greek debt crisis weighing heavily on the annual summit. For the second year, the leaders met without Russian President Vladimir Putin, turning the G8 into the G7, excluding Russia after its annexation of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula. European Council President Donald Tusk said the European Union and the G7 leaders remain firm in their support of Ukraine and in its fight against pro-Russian separatists in the eastern Ukraine.
Our group is not only the political or economic group of interest, but first of all, this is a community of values. And that is why Russia is not among us here today.
Saudi Arabia's top court upheld a 10-year prison sentence and 1,000 lashes for a blogger convicted of insulting Islam, according to his wife Sunday, despite appeals from human rights organizations and the United Nations. Raif Badawi received the first 50 lashes early this year. You're listening to VOA News. A British official says as many as 500,000 people in Libya are looking to cross the Mediterranean's perilous waters this summer to Europe in search of a better life. Captain Nick Cookpriest said aboard the British warship HMS Bulwark that there are indications that there are as many as 450,000 to 500,000 migrants in Libya who are waiting at the border for a voyage across the Mediterranean. On Sunday, Britain's Ministry of Defense said the Bulwark had been dispatched to rescue at least 500 migrants after a helicopter had identified four migrant vessels in distress. Israel's military says it has carried out an airstrike in the northern Gaza Strip in response to a rocket fired from Hamas-controlled territory into southern Israel. No casualties were reported Sunday from either strike. A militant group has claimed responsibility for firing a rocket at Ashkelon. Israel, meanwhile, said it's closing its border crossings into Gaza. Intense fighting is raging in northeastern Afghanistan, where officials say a government counteroffensive is underway to retake control of a remote district captured by the Taliban Saturday. Ayaz Ghul reports.
On Sunday, Afghan defense officials said ground and air forces are engaged in a counteroperation to retake the mountainous Yamgan district in Badakhshan province. A spokesman for the Afghan Defense Ministry, Daulat Waziri, tells VOA that national troops are close to ousting the Taliban from Yamgan. He says forces have been dispatched to the area and have inflicted heavy casualties on Taliban fighters, who he says will soon be eliminated from Yamgan. Taliban spokesman Zabiullah Mujahid says its fighters killed at least 18 members of the Afghan security forces before seizing control of the district on Saturday, though the insurgent group's claims are often inflated. The Taliban intensifies its attacks in Afghanistan each summer, but its so-called summer offensive has been more aggressive this year and has spilled over into previously peaceful areas. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
France's interior minister says police have arrested two men suspected of assisting a 24-year-old Algerian student accused of plotting a terrorist attack on a church near Paris in April. In a brief statement at the interior minister said the two suspects were arrested at dawn Sunday at their homes in Paris's western suburbs. Spain's air traffic controllers say they're sticking to their threat to hold a partial strike in June. It comes just as summer vacation season gets underway, since no agreement has been reached to resolve their issues. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.